Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Status Bro Show. Tonight is our very, very special Halloween show, which it's basically the same stuff as always, except I gave everything goofy horror names, and we have some trivia and some other shit for you coming up. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
AJ the Douchecock Edgren.
How's it going? Casper the Friendly Broast.
Nice. I like that. It's Halloween themed.
Old and bad.
That was cute.
Kudos.
And our producer, Ryan Scharfenberg. Let me try to stretch my mic out arm as long as I possibly can to accommodate your mouth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now I was just taking a piss right before we started the show. I know that's not Halloween related, but by the way, when is Halloween exactly? It's like a week from tomorrow,
it's
right?
The 30th, isn't it?
I don't know.
31st? No,
well,
it's
Halloween
31st.
Is always the 31st.
Yeah, so it's Thursday.
I think it's a week from tomorrow.
It's, yeah.
So why is this the Halloween show?
Because the next show will be after Halloween. Well, no, I guess it won't be
It'll
after
It'll be posted
Halloween.
After Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like, this was the good
That's
time.
A good point, yeah.
I think the 23rd is a good day to do a Halloween special. While we're still in October and people can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been broadcasting those fucking episodes of The Simpsons like two a day for a month now.
Yeah, besides, man, if you had second thoughts about that, you should have said it before
I
went on the air.
I just wasn't thinking about it till just now. I don't know.
I think I brought up the Halloween thing
I was gonna dress
days
up.
Ago on Facebook.
Yeah.
I was taking a piss right before this tour started, though, and now, like, thanks to Andrew, I'm, like, obsessed with making sure that fucking lid is closed when I flush the toilet. Even for a piss.
Why?
Because I heard this vapor erupts into my bathroom, apparently permeating everywhere and saturating my bathroom and piss
you mean
and shit.
The conversation
particles.
We had in the last show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
What's this guy's deal?
Yeah, I don't know. What is your deal? How'd you not know that's what I was referencing? Did you listen to last week's show?
No. Okay, look, I'm gonna come clean here. I have been on a show listening hiatus. I haven't listened for the past, like, 6 weeks.
Ooh, let me hook up my phone thing real quick. Keep going.
Well, the past 5 weeks. I was 5 episodes behind as of last Wednesday. I'm now 1 episode behind.
Five
I listened to 4 episodes this week. 4. All right?
And what did you think?
I thought 29 was edited really well.
Oh, thank you.
I thought 29 was funny as shit.
You just liked that ending thing.
I loved the ending. The music was top. Top of the pops. So, no, I haven't heard 31, but caught back up to it now.
Alright, cool.
So yeah.
30? You listen to 30?
I listen to 30.
Yeah?
It's funny.
I like that show. I like that I got Ryan to drink the fish because he was really, really reluctant. He fought me hard on that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it.
I know you didn't want to do it.
What's I didn't it? Want to do it.
Which, by the way, hold
this
up.
This guy.
Yeah.
I thought this guy was here.
Let me stretch my mic out. Maybe people can actually hear you. We run a little bit behind tonight because you got your car towed, right? Is that what happened?
Oh, nothing happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Well, that's the enthusiasm I've come to expect from Ryan over the last 5 episodes or so. So I guess we can move on from that. Now, my big Halloween thing here is I have our horror film trivia this week. And we roll a die, and I have lots of consequences that come from what the number that you roll. Or there's also a player's choice option, you'll see. But I was wondering, what do you think, man? Should we save the game for the second half?
Yeah, I do.
You think we should save it?
Yeah.
I mean,
honestly, the game sounds pretty fun, and I figure we should probably try to knock out conversation in the first.
Okay.
Son of a bitch, I know what I forgot to do.
What?
Ustream.
Oh, well, you can... fuck. Well, how do we do it now?
I'll just start it. Fuck it.
All right, go ahead and start it.
Stand by.
AJ, you watch any horror flicks recently?
You know, I have not. I was looking at Netflix this weekend, and I was thinking I should really watch one of these, but I think the last one I saw was World War Z, which, as I told you, I thought was fucking terrible, and that was like 3 weeks ago.
I've actually done that same thing. I, like, cruise through Netflix and find all kinds of ones, and I'm like, yeah, I'd probably watch that. I just never actually end up watching it.
Yeah, they put a decent one on there lately, and I was like, I should really watch that, but I didn't. Anyways, but I did actually have a Halloween topic I wanted to get your thoughts on, because this is really much more relevant for you and for you, Zachary, at the moment.
Oh, well, by all means.
It's Halloween night, and you and Cupid Zirconia are going to go out, and she shows up wearing, you know, a thong and angel's wings or something like that. Now, is that cool to you, or are you inclined to go tell her, you know what, go put on a dress or something like that?
It's not cool to me.
But
do I want to say something? I don't know. But I see what you mean, because you see those guys who will be out with the girl wearing something unbelievably scantily clad. In your head, you're thinking, God, that's awesome. I want to bang that chick. But that guy has to be thinking, I don't want every dude out tonight ogling my girlfriend. I mean, maybe if he is at least going to ogle, it's not because there's a blatant display of exposed flesh. Exactly. I mean, a girl can wear a sexy costume without being overly revealing, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, a lot of those girls go out looking like that on Halloween evening, and it's a party night, and, you know, if they're single, then that's how they get noticed. But if it's a girlfriend trying to do that, it's even more awkward if she's there with her fella.
No, that would rub me the wrong way for sure.
Yeah, what about you, Zachary? How would you feel about that?
To be perfectly honest, I wasn't listening.
That's okay. It's all right. Let him out of this one.
Yeah, you
I'm so sorry. I caught something about angels, wings, and thongs.
Look, well, fill him in when he's done. I mean, I want him to get to use.
No, the moment's passed.
It's not passed. Were you with us the one Halloween that we were out on Fry Street and the girl just had her basically wearing no top, exposed tits, but she had like white pasties over her nips?
I was there last Halloween when Kyle wore the red wig that actually turned out to be like a pretty hilarious costume.
But yeah, so
that's. That was
everyone
the only
thought he was like Sean White or that guy from Workaholics.
Yeah, Blake from Workaholics.
And then he took like the glasses that had the nose sticking out and like put it over his dick with the hair, and that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I think I saw pictures of that actually. Good shit.
Yeah, that was good stuff. For horror, man, I really want to jump into my Halloween game, but we can do other stuff. By the way, Crim Kane is going to be playing tomorrow night. Is anybody going to go see it?
I saw him make a status update about it on Facebook, and I was like.
He actually posted that to our page, which I like, I guess.
Did you make him an administrator or something like that?
No, I think anyone can post something right on our wall.
Oh, okay. I think you're right, actually.
That's the way we have it set. Something that was really annoying me, though, about the fucking Facebook, I wanted to write on somebody else's wall as the status bro show, and I couldn't get it to work. And I know I've done it before, but I couldn't make it work this week. It was really annoying. It was like a guy's birthday, a dude who listens every week, and I wanted to say, hey, man, happy birthday from TSBS, but couldn't get to word. Zach, how fucking long does it take, all right? We're dying over here. I need you.
What is everybody's fucking deal today? I understand why Ryan is upset, why he doesn't want to talk.
I tried to let him vent a little bit, but I was just sitting here fucking around on his phone. And then I give him an opportunity to vent. He just goes, okay, nothing's going on, even though I literally just picked him up because his car got towed.
Yeah. The issue is that... Like, when I got here, we had good things going.
Everyone was in such a good mood.
There was music, and then, like, the tow thing happened. I had to pick up some shit for the game. So, like, things got mixed up, and it's like, fuck, I felt great, like, 2 hours ago, but now I don't. It's a mess.
I know. Like, I wasn't expecting Andrew to feel great, because I feel like he never comes in here, like, really feeling that great about the show.
No, actually,
but we can work around that.
You know what? I'll try and sell you on this. This will be a treat for our listeners next week, all two of you. It's apparently I'm actually going on a fucking day date tomorrow with some broad from POF. So this'll be fun. Yeah.
What does POF stand for?
Plenty of fish.
Nice.
Yes. You got a pick?
You know, maybe it'll go well, maybe it won't. Yeah, I do actually.
That's kind of cool. What are you gonna do for your date?
Go eat Korean food.
Oh, you're not gonna do something Halloweenish?
Like what?
I'm gonna go see. What am I gonna
do? Like how?
Take it to go see
during
Carrie.
My lunch break.
Oh, I didn't know. You said a day date. I didn't know that it was there was a confined amount of time.
Well, yeah. You know, working 40 hours a week, it gets difficult to take Thursdays off. But
it just seems kind of weird if you work 40 hours a week to have a day date.
Yeah, I know. But apparently...
There's not even a possibility of getting late unless things move really fast.
I know, it's bullshit, right? But apparently, broads on POF have the busiest social calendars of any single ladies in the world.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting from your experiences.
I know. It's fucked up, right? Anyways.
Zach, are you getting audio on the Ustream?
Yeah, I'll give me a minute. Wow, this takes a lot longer when I'm under pressure.
I know, I'm about to say fuck it, because like the show's going by so slow without my co-host.
This Korean food thing, I thought it was clever, but it's gone now.
Oh. Man. Well, I mean, it was honest.
You could have just leaned into the mic and said it, did you? I didn't hear anything.
I was going to say that since you're eating Korean, that since it's a day date tomorrow, no matter what happens, you'll probably be eating pussy.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, all
right. God, that was a Waka moment right there.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a Waka. Sure. Ryan, what are you doing on your phone?
Twitter.
Oh, okay.
On Twitter page.
All right, cool.
Not too bad, right?
I feel like we had to rush everything so bad that let me take a look at AJ's day date. And yeah, no, not bad at all. But I think it's funny that it's not only is it a selfie, but that you can see her taking the picture of herself in the reflection of her glasses.
Yeah, apparently this big on the selfies.
Did you tell her that you're on a very popular local radio show?
I haven't mentioned it. I was debating whether I want to mention that, because if I was to mention it, she might actually listen. And
yeah, but you never said anything that terrible on here. I don't know what you got to worry about.
I don't know about that, man.
So does anybody want to go see Crim Kane tomorrow? I'm thinking about it.
I'm in class till fucking 9. The guy keeps doing Thursday shows. I can't make
those. And he always does shows at midnight, which to me, it just makes everything so hard. It's hard to plan for an event at midnight. Because even if it's on the weekend, if you're going to be drinking and getting fucked up, you're probably going to be pretty fucked up already by midnight, which means you don't want to drive to Andy's Bar or whatever the fuck it is.
That's over on the square, man.
Yeah.
That's not really that far.
I know, but I'm not going to drive there hammered.
Yeah. Hey, who would drive over to the square hammered?
Hey, I can do this. My problem is usually, by the way, this is our first half and it's probably going to suck, and I wanted to bring this up. This is a subject I've wanted to bring up for weeks.
I don't think there's any probably about it, man.
Yeah, but no, see, there he goes. Sure, it is guaranteed every week, and I really wanted Zach to be in on this.
Well, give me a fucking minute. All
right? How can I give you a minute while I'm doing a radio show?
Do you want me to stop? I can wait till the second half to get this thing up.
How long does it take? What do you have to do to get it up there anyway?
I'm trying to figure out if there's any volume to it.
Who cares?
The world will keep turning if Christine
can't watch us. We're an audio podcast. Who the fuck doesn't care if there's audio? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but AJ makes a good point. Nobody tunes into Ustream.
All right, man. Fuck it.
Yes, fuck it. Thank
you. We'll do it live.
Yeah.
We won't do it live.
That's what we're fucking trying to do.
But anyway, every week this fucking guy talks shit about the first half during the break.
He talks shit about both halves.
No, he doesn't.
During the whole time.
No, he's absolutely right. I do this at work all the time. Like, I'll say, man, I'm doing a terrible job. You know, I can't believe they haven't fired me already. And then the review comes around and they're like, well, Andrew, you're doing a great job. And that's my strategy for coming out ahead. Be Eeyore, you know. Show's probably going to be terrible this week.
Well,
not going to have any good topics.
You don't got to do it every week. Sometimes we have a really good first half.
Might be a good first half.
Speaking of the Crim Kane thing, I was going to ask Scharfenberg to go with me. Maybe bring me there, you know, be my representation. But he's in such a sour mood today. I don't even know if I want to ask him.
What I think is interesting is his demeanor doesn't really change at all, but you can tell. You can tell this kid's upset.
We can tell.
It's right. We can pick up on the subtleties.
But can audience?
If you talk loud, they can.
Yeah, if you communicated in any way
seriously,
with the
audience. Honestly, as hard as I've worked on the audio for this show, especially last week, I put new compression settings on. Actually, even different ones, tweaked it more for this show, because I'm really working hard at that. And it's worked well. I mean, the lows are brought up more, and when we're high, it brings it down. Like, the compression is working well, except for Ryan, man. You can't fucking ever hear him. Now, granted, a lot of times I listen in the car, and no matter what, I feel like when you listen to a podcast in the car, the audio is way shittier. Why are you still fucking with the Ustream, man? I can't do a show when you're up like this.
God, dude.
I can't.
Because I sat down and nothing happened.
What do you mean you sat down and nothing happened? We had a show. You could have chimed in at any time.
What did I say in the time I was sitting down?
Exactly.
Yes. It's not like we didn't give you opportunity to say something.
Christ.
Dude, Zach, I feel like is really, really...
I know, right? Something is going on.
Yeah,
with
dude,
you,
you're
man.
Really irritable.
This is
you're
way
like
more
AJ
than just
tonight.
Like
I feel like AJ is pretty chipper tonight compared to you.
I might.
I think you're right.
What happened? You had a good test yesterday? What's your fucking problem?
I actually had a great test today. My midterm went awesome.
Yeah.
It really did.
You obviously had a good work weekend with the girlfriend.
Know.
You
went to
Fort Worth till fucking
Tuesday. I had a
Tuesday.
Great weekend with the girlfriend. I don't know. You're right. I am kind of being a douchebag.
Did he not show up at Applebee's on Saturday night? Be like, oh, hey, you guys are...
Yeah.
Oh, no, but we did go to Applebee's on Saturday night, which is funny.
We did do that.
Yeah.
Was it Saturday? I thought it was Friday.
Maybe it was Friday.
I think it was Friday.
We got really baked and windy.
Fuck.
That was a mess. That was awesome. That was a... Oh.
That's cool, guys. I hate getting baked and go at Applebee's. Mm. Don't invite me along in that shit.
Mm.
Fuckheads.
Actually, I don't know why I didn't even think to call BJ. It was,
don't invite somebody.
Well, I was in Dallas getting hammered right up until the moment that you said you still wanted to do that. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So I had to leave and drive back here. It wasn't a lot of planning that went into it. You remember Holly, the chick I used to talk about.
Yep. Still kind of do talk about it on occasion.
Yeah, I had to pick her up from the airport.
Yeah.
Because she was coming for Cameron's sister's birthday, but Cameron's sister works all day, and she doesn't know anybody else here. So I was like, well, yeah, I guess.
Is Cameron's sister hot?
I don't want to talk about Cameron's sister on the show.
Your sister's hot.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know, I've never met her. Her profile pictures are okay.
Yeah.
I like
the bangs.
That's what you're asking.
Nice.
Your sister?
Yes, I want to bang my sister.
Actually,
really...
grammatically, I think that's exactly what you just said.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, maybe it was a Freudian slip. Maybe I secretly want to fuck my sister.
Yeah, exactly. No. I mean, you spend that much time around some person.
This is the worst Halloween special ever, dude.
You want to just, I mean...
All right, you know what?
I'm trying to tell a story
about
picking up a chick at the airport. Now you guys are like throwing incest at me or something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. The moment's gone.
No, come on.
You're right. We need to get this back on track, all right? Maybe we should just rewind it back 15 minutes, all right? Start fresh. Let's explain why we're all kind of in a mess tonight.
I'm not. It's weird because you had a good point. I wasn't in a mess. I felt great about exactly. Tonight. I was electric until we had to go fucking. This guy called me with such a buzzkill, which I know is more of a buzzkill for him because it's going to cost him 200 bones, but. Still threw off my chi. I know that.
Also, remember, you got to have like your registration, title, insurance, all that shit, or some sassy black woman's going down. You didn't get no car.
Do you have all that stuff?
It's probably in his car. Glove box.
He made a motion with his face that suggested maybe, just in case people were wondering. That's what I'm going to do for now. It'll be like subtitles. I'll just physically explain.
Really, though, Ryan, at the end of the day, we do appreciate you coming up here.
Yeah. Does anybody know where their car title's at, actually?
It's a big deal. Like, the really.
Car title?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, if I wanted to sell my truck, I would have no idea how to go about doing that.
No, I know I have a title to it. I just don't know where the fuck it would be.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could go to the DMV and ask for a copy and they'd give it to you, though.
Well, I mean, wouldn't they... If you remember what dealership you bought the vehicle at, yeah, probably.
My car is not actually mine. Turns out in the state of Texas, in order to give a car away to somebody, you have to sell it to them at Kelley Blue Book value. So
wait, what now? The state gave you a vehicle?
No, it's my parents' vehicle.
That's what my parents
did
with me.
They went up to get the title transfer. They're like, hey, we want to give it to our kid. They're like, no, you can't. You have to sell it to him. He's like, okay, I'm gonna sell it for a dollar. They're like, no, in the state of Texas, you have to do a Kelley Blue Book. Yeah,
my dad did the exact same thing when they gave me the Volvo.
So my dad's like, fuck it, it's our car, just drive it. I don't give a shit. I was like, great.
No, I don't remember. Like, my parents put mine in my name initially and just made the payments. I think, but
I think it's a new thing.
All right.
It's fucking stupid regardless. But you can't give your kid a car anymore? What kind of world do we fucking live in now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Did your parents give you your car?
That I have right now?
Yeah.
No, I bought it myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Thanks.
How old were you when you bought it?
21.
Jesus, I'm
No. Because I had the car for 5 years, so I had to be like 22, 23.
Huh. Very responsible of you.
Thanks. Well, that's, as AJ pointed out, the time when I was making more money than I needed, but did not move out, so.
You know, when I was a freshman in college, I thought, man, when I'm a senior, I'm gonna have it all figured out. I'm gonna know what I'm gonna be and, like, know what I wanna do.
Yeah.
I'm here now, I don't have any of it figured out. It fucking sucks, dude.
See, at least I have it figured out, but I'm closer to the end than you are, I have to know.
Yeah, it's scary. In 6 months, I'm gonna be in your shoes.
With my meeting with the Career Center and all that kind of shit, I gotta say, like, I mapped this out, I crunched some numbers. What I really need is about $30,000 a year, and I can continue the current lifestyle that I have.
How does a career center help you?
I think that's an exceedingly ambitious estimate, sir.
I don't think so. I've mapped out my spending very well at this point. I spend roughly $1,500 a month, which is about $18,000 a year. That's a $12,000 margin for error there, including various expenses such as car repair. I'll have to pick up my own insurance, that kind of stuff. But still, I could make it work. Not to mention my commuting costs would be extensive if I lived here and lived somewhere like Dallas. But with 30, I could make it work, probably. Which isn't really much more than I made when I worked in
Reliable. If you want to live like the average American and put absolutely nothing away towards savings, if you want
to
live
paycheck to paycheck, savings is,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, but savings is the
story
bad.
Of my life. Hey,
whichever job I ever had, I was good at saving money, and at that way, it really, but still, you say that, I mean, $30,000 a year, even making that is, I would be lucky to make that right after college and radio.
That's not too bad for an entry-level position. I'd say that's like a mid-level entry position.
If I can work in radio for $30,000, I'll take that. Absolutely.
What is an entry-level position?
Usually it's...
I have no idea.
It's some kind of probate. In my particular career, they call you a management trainee, which doesn't really mean anything. I mean, basically you're a salesperson, but... that was also what they called me when I worked at Abercrombie.
Data entry-level position at Reliable Reports was $12 an hour.
I make $10 an hour.
That's pretty good, though.
It's not bad.
What, for working for the university?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
pretty good. For playing Tetris with my boss.
That's what I make.
Really?
Yeah.
Valet?
Yeah.
Nice moves, man.
You get tips, too?
Yeah.
Plus 10 an hour?
Yeah.
I don't get tips.
When I started working for Abercrombie, full-time job, mind you, like $12 an hour. But after 40 hours a week, halftime.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I've never even heard of something like that.
I didn't know it was fucking legal. But they were like, no, we don't want you working more than 40 hours a week. But then, like, the schedule is set up in such a way that it's pretty much impossible not to. Like, I was taking home on average, like, $800 a paycheck. It was fucking miserable.
If somebody did that and you went over on your hours, they would make you leave early various days of the week. Like,
see, that's
you
the
didn't
way it
go
should
over.
Be.
Which I always kind of liked. Like, 1 week I would go, like, way over so that the next Friday I would get off, like, 3 hours early. I like doing that kind of shit.
Like it!
This is going to sound like a dumb shit question. What does the Career Center actually do for you?
Not that much.
The
Career Center's not really where you want to go.
College is a business. How the fuck are they going to help you get a job?
The people at the Career Center aren't really... No one is really specialized in your field.
No.
So what you really want to do is, what my plan is from here on out, is to find someone within the RTVF department to sort of advise me. Which, like, I had, like, Jaskolski works in audio. She has a history. I was going to ask her, maybe give me some pointers. You know, Mark at the station, maybe ask him. People like that.
Mm.
By the way, remember when I said I wasn't going to bleep his name last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Did but you
nobody,
really?
But nobody knows because none of you guys fucking listen.
Christ.
Yeah, I did.
You were fucking, oh no, we didn't talk about him in episode
28. Dude, it was funny. If you listen to the show, like, the way I explained it, I'm like, who gives a fuck? His name is fucking Beep, and I'm not going to bleep that. And then, like, it's funny that it actually is bleeped. Oh, man.
Stop bleeping stuff out.
You know what? By the way, you know, since we want to get into our Halloween thing, it's a terrible Halloween special so far. I rewatched Cabin in the Woods again this week, and that's one of my favorite horror flicks of all time. Even though it's not really horror, that's quality entertainment.
Which one's Cabin in the Woods?
Cabin in the Woods is like the ultimate meta film about...
That's the new one. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish we had watched that in sci-fi. I know it's not that sci-fi, but she talked about it a lot in that class.
True, and
I hadn't seen it up to that point. I was like, I really want to see this flick, and now it's on Netflix. Anybody can watch it, and they should. But I don't know. I just felt like that we should have checked that out. It was a good movie. That would have been a great fucking Halloween movie. Instead of watching fucking Blade Runner, which is fine, but for the love of Christ, like, it's Halloween in a sci-fi class.
Dude, that was everybody's fucking
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I haven't said anything for like a good 2 minutes.
I do love Blade Runner, though.
Blade Runner's pretty awesome.
I think it's a great movie, but it kind of bothered me that our film professor who's teaching the sci-fi class was like, this is the greatest sci-fi film of all time.
I just said,
like, how can you make that statement?
I thought she said La Jetée was the greatest sci-fi film of all time.
That's her favorite.
Jesus.
That's her favorite movie ever.
Did you bail on Blade Runner? It was Halloween.
Oh, I didn't stay that day.
You bailed?
Mm-hmm.
I stayed. I wish I had.
I bailed and went home and, like, handed out candy to my parents' house.
Didn't you actually watch it on your own, though?
Yeah, I did watch it on my own. Which, nice. I've seen it a bunch, but I wanted to watch the exact version that y'all watched in class, because there's, like, 3 different ones.
That's tough. Isn't there, like, 6 different versions of Blade Runner?
I don't know.
There's a bunch.
The one I've seen originally, though, was definitely different than the one that y'all watched in class.
It's like...
The one that I watched originally when I was younger is the one where, like, that ends with them actually, like, driving off into, like, the horizon where... Oop. The one we watched... The one y'all watched in class is the one where it ends with the elevator door closing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to jump into the Halloween game. I really am.
Me too. But I'm glad we saved it. I really am. We're going to devote the whole second half to that shit.
Because I love Halloween, man. It's one of my favorite times of year, and I haven't been to a haunted house or anything this year.
See, that's what I mean.
I've watched lots of horror flicks.
If there's any trivia on this, you're probably going to destroy us. I mean, I don't know about Andrew, but I fucking suck at
AJ probably knows more about horror flicks even than I do.
Christ. Okay, I'm going to get destroyed. I'm going to be like,
I could throw something obscure out there that neither of y'all... Who directed Suspiria?
Dario Argento.
There you go.
God damn.
See, AJ will know that.
Fuck me.
Suspiria, eh?
What comedy slash horror classic was directed by Peter Jackson?
Dead Alive. He did a couple. Yeah.
Nice. Hey. That's what I was thinking of, though.
Bad Taste as well.
But Dead Alive is much... Brain Dead, whatever, it was much more popular.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of those.
Dead Alive is fucking solid. Highly
recommend. Dario Argento's daughter, Asia Argento, starred in what zombie horror film?
She's been in a few of them. She was in The Church.
This was probably the most mainstream.
Oh, Land of the Dead. Yeah, that fucking terrible George Romero movie.
Yeah, Land of the Dead.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That was a total guess.
Really?
Absolute shot in the dark.
Dude, that's nuts. Especially if how many...
Out of nowhere.
...of the dead films Romero has directed and you pulled out Land of the Dead? Nice.
Yeah. Course. I was like, well, it's not Night. It's not Dawn.
Because he's done 3 in his older days. He did Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, and Survival of the Dead. And I have to say, of all of those, Land is definitely the best. But...
Oh, Jesus. Seriously?
Oh, easily.
Man.
Dude, Diary of the Dead is worse than some of the worst B-list horror films I've ever seen. And Survival of the Dead is just bad.
For those of you who haven't seen it, Land of the Dead includes a scene where a slow zombie, learns how to use a machine gun. And that should tell you pretty much everything you need to know about
that's
that.
Awesome.
But still, the Romero, like, mythology, like, his, the way Walking Dead adheres almost exactly to that.
Yeah,
except that in Walking Dead, zombies will eat animals, like horses and shit, where in Romero's, they won't. That's the only difference I can think of. But even the zombies in Land of the or in Walking Dead are starting to get a little bit smarter.
Wow. I'm really sorry I quit watching that show.
Did you ever play Dead Rising?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah. I always loved at the beginning of it that fucking disclaimer that popped up. It was like, this is in no way, like, ripped from anything George A. Romero's ever done. I was like, bullshit.
Oh, yeah, it's
this
exactly
this whole thing
Dawn
is George
Dead.
A. Romero. Like, shut the
it's
fuck up.
It's in a fucking shopping mall full of zombies. Oh, but that
slow
is...
Slow zombies.
Yeah, slow zombies.
Christ.
You know, I hate video game discussion, but there were some good horror games back in the day. Did anybody ever play that game, Clock Tower?
I heard that was scary shit.
Dude, that was a cool game,
But I never played it. Didn't you? You like you didn't have weapons in that game, right? You were supposed to run away if the Scissor Man, I believe, was his name.
Yeah, he carries like a big fucking scissors. It looks like a hedge trimmer. But yeah, you would like implore various horror tactics that you would have seen in films, like hide in certain spots and like you could set up little traps for the killer and stuff. I thought it was a cool game. They made a Clock Tower too. I never played it.
Silent Hill was also excellent. Hill. Fucking terrifying.
Silent Hill was creepy back in the day. I thought Dead Space was pretty damn creepy too.
Yeah.
I like that one. Yeah.
Early Resident Evil, the first one. The fucking dogs pop out of the window.
I feel like by the time I played Resident Evil, it was stale. When it was still fresh.
The whole game is stale.
I mean, when it was still fresh and really scary, I wasn't really part of it.
I think I rented the second one once, and I made it like three rooms into it, and I couldn't figure out how to get out of there.
Right.
Like, puzzle solving in games is fucking stupid. I just want to shoot something.
No, I hate that too. By the way, all of our... I like to think a lot of our best bits have been involved, incorporated into our trivia game for the horror movie challenge, except the tasing. And I blame Zach for this because that was his one job when we started the new crew, is that you were going to find us a taser.
What was your job?
I set up an entirely new studio.
Mousetraps. That's what I said. I'll get the taser, you get the mousetraps.
We don't have mousetraps?
We have mousetraps. I got them.
Oh.
The taser was your job.
So I said, all right, you should get the taser. And then you said, no, I have a better idea. Scharfenberg should get it. And we never actually gave him that.
You should get the taser.
Why?
Because I got this whole setup here.
Look, I'm...
I took care of everything. Do you have a fart or something?
Keep going.
Let him wind up to it, all right?
Ruins it if you mention it. You know what?
I don't think it does ruin it. I don't even want to do it now. I like people to kind of know it's coming. Because last week, Scharfenberg was laughing, and I said, what, are you laughing at that sound that just came out of AJ's vagina? And I feel like some listeners might think, I didn't hear anything. What is he talking about? But if I set up for a fart, then it makes sense.
And that they then don't
it was funny,
hear,
though. You can't really hear it, though. You're like, ugh.
No, is it funnier if you and him are having like a serious conversation and then a fart comes into it, or if you mention, hey, Andrew's gonna fart, and then he does?
But we can't actually like keep the conversation going. We're like standing up and like putting your ass in the microphone. Everybody's like,
be a professional.
Oh yeah, well, be a professional.
There was a bit in 28 where we were talking to Scharfenberg about something, and you farted in the mic. And neither of us addressed it, and then you were like, ah, look, you smelled it, and neither of us said anything, and I was losing my shit listening back to that. That was the funniest fucking thing.
Was that the first time you ever listened to 28?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I took a hiatus. I'm back on board, all right?
All right, well, good. We got the foods involved in our game, by the way. And I think in the one episode when we had the sardines and AJ said, oh, I thought it was going to be like a whole fish, I think you were confusing a sardine with an anchovy, which I would like to actually do, because an anchovy is a whole fish.
I thought a sardine was just, like, it looked like an anchovy, but it was a lot longer. But it's...
maybe. But the ones we always have are fillets. But we could actually. My mom actually likes sardines. Like, my mom eats sardines, and I was there the other day. I thought about it. I haven't yet, but
I've yet to find any full ones.
Those
I always
really
find fillets.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard them mentioned on, like, Teenage Fucking Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I've never actually
seen
them in real life.
I have actually seen anchovies on a pizza before.
Eyes and everything?
Yeah.
It's hardcore, bro.
They're really tiny, though.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like the donkey punch. Has anybody ever actually seen one happen?
A donkey punch?
How would I have seen a donkey punch
That's a good
happen?
Point.
I bet a porno somewhere has been produced with a donkey punch.
Oh, you mean like
Absolutely.
In a porn?
Yeah.
Hey, so we talked about this one fucking time at Craps. If you had to go one, if I brought two bizarre foods and I brought a hissing cockroach and a live squid and you had to eat one, which one would you go with?
Squid.
Both of them are alive.
Squid.
I think the cockroach would actually be a lot easier.
Really?
Like, squids are big, man. Like, even a small one.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what I said. He was like, squid, and I was like, dude, those tentacles and shit,
do
like,
we have
all
to,
over the
do
place?
Do we have to take a bite or consume the entire creature?
I'm going to say the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
I'm
trying to picture, like, you know, shoveling a squid in your mouth, and like...
I can't eat a cockroach,
I agree.
It's too disgusting.
No way.
It's like eating a sewer rat. There's
I'd hate
no
the
way
squid. The
it.
Squid sucks, but, like, it's, mm-hmm. it's better than
a
cockroach.
I actually read a thing on Crack the other day that was like... most horrifying foods that people actually eat, and live squid was on there.
Yeah.
They also had this place in Canada where you can get a drink with a severed human toe in it.
What is that, sour toe whiskey?
Sour
like
toe.
Yeah,
yeah,
I read
that's
that
exactly
article.
It.
It was awesome.
How is that possible?
What do you mean that's possible?
Fucking, like, is there fucking people sitting around being like, yeah, go ahead and cut my toe off so you can put it in your fucking
no,
whiskey?
No. They get them from unclaimed bodies from the morgue. Like, they were donated. Like, they have a special arrangement where they will give them the toes.
And shit. Then they drain all
Obama
the bodily fluids
balls
and pickle it.
And yeah,
like
yeah, they pickle it.
Yeah. And then,
so that it's completely safe. Like, there's no way that you would die from it or anything.
And the big thing with the drink is that your lips have to touch the toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't just be like a little sip. You gotta...
God, her second half is going to be so much better. There was another one that's funny that you can take shots of snake venom, which I never knew.
Yeah, because in your
snake wine. Yeah.
Your stomach breaks down snake venom. If it's snake venom, apparently it's like intended to be injected into the bloodstream. So right, if that if doesn't you have, happen, you're cool.
If you have any cuts in your mouth or anything, you're fucked.
True, but that'd have to be a pretty big cut. Like,
Are you talking about like pure snake venom or that fucking rice wine that they put like a whole snake into and it just like...
No, no, no. I'm talking about snake venom.
Yeah.
You can drink it.
So if I had some, would you drink it?
No. Fuck no.
Why would you want to exactly?
Yeah, it's like how you can eat like you can eat blowfish at a sushi restaurant that could possibly kill you unless it's covered. Like Sean on Nip Tuck and that one.
There's no way that shit tastes good.
But I still wouldn't do it.
The whole reason for doing it is simply living life
to
on
be
the
a
edge.
Badass. Yeah.
Yeah, but they carve it, they prepare it, they spice it. Like in theory, at least it should taste good. But
I
imagine snake venom probably tastes fucking horrible no matter what you do to it.
Maybe.
It's not meant to be swallowed.
On that note, we have a ton of Halloween stuff to get to next. We got our game. It's going to be great. I hope it's going to be great. We got a lot of good trivia questions.
I feel a lot better. A lot of good punishments
for people to get that. Yeah, I feel better too. I'm in a better mood. We're gonna come back totally energized very, very shortly. You're listening to the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to The Status Bro Show Halloween Special. I'm your host, Kevin Ippling, joined with...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And...
This guy.
That guy.
And our producer...
Hey, guys.
Holy shit. Whoa. Yeah.
See, now everybody's in a good mood. I feel like everybody's in a much happier place than we were before. So let's do some radio. Now, do you guys want to jump right into our Halloween special?
What do you want to do?
How much fucking time do we have to kill on this shit?
30 minutes. You want to jump in?
How long do you think it's going to take?
I don't know. Let's just do it.
Fuck it.
All right. So what we're going to do, basically the game is Halloween trivia, horror film trivia. So we go around, Scharfenberg hosts. He asks each of us a question. If you get the question correct, you get a point. If you get the question wrong, you roll a dice. Whatever number it lands on, you have to accommodate the corresponding punishment.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that?
There's a corresponding punishment per whatever you roll on the dice.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you roll a 6, then you get player's choice. And you can pick whichever one you want.
I'm a fan of player's choice.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started. Now, Ryan, I'm going to need you to stand up.
Yes, sir.
Did you get close? Close in here to this mic. He's still sitting down, but it's okay. That's okay, that's okay. You can sit if you actually sit there.
Lean in close?
Yeah, lean in close the whole time.
Alright.
Hold the mic, you love it.
Alright, here is my iPad. I have it all set up here. So for the first one, we're going to do these. And this is easy trivia. So you're going to click on this, and we're going to go through those. And whenever we're done, we move on to the harder trivia, which is that one. So we'll start here. As soon as it loads up. Hey, where's the dice? Give me the die. We got to roll to see who gets the first question.
Oh, are you flinching because of my burp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I had chili for dinner.
I took a couple breaths. So I was like, man, I don't smell anything.
Yeah, wolf chili, man. It's fucking bones.
Yeah, no, I've had wolf chili. I like the one with no beans.
There you go.
The turkey one. Ah, thanks.
You would like the turkey one.
All right, I'll roll first. I rolled a 1, so I'll probably not be going first.
All right. Let me get the little rattle. Right. Yeah, rolled a 2.
Zach rolled a 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
Yeah, thanks, partner. 50-50 partners.
2.
I rolled a 2 as well. Okay, we have a tie here.
So you two
go.
4.
4. 1.
You roll 4. You mean for yourself, yeah.
4.
God damn. Okay, go one more time.
So we'll just play dice for the sake.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
There you go.
That counts as yours. AJ rolled a 3.
Great.
Let's drop it on the ground.
2. Okay. All right.
First question is for AJ. So give AJ the first question. Oh, hold on. Let me give you our scorekeeper thing here.
Does he have the answers already?
Yeah, they should be on there. Everything you need to know
he's
is here.
He's expected to just know the
now,
answers, Zach.
If they get the question correct, you mark, just tally a point. If they get it wrong, they roll the dice, and you tell them which one of these they have to drink.
All right.
Or which one they have to do, whatever. Here's your pen.
Thank you.
First question. Shoot.
Which character killed people in their dreams?
Freddy Krueger.
AJ gets a point.
AJ gets a point.
Wow, that was a difficult one.
I told you it starts off easy, man.
I appreciate you not cherry picking the questions.
Okay, so now who goes next? Go you and I roll for it?
No, I was...
Or you just want to go clockwise?
Yeah, we'll just go the order we were. He went 3-2-1, so I'll go next.
Okay.
Yeah, clockwise.
Hit Zach with the next one.
Counterclockwise.
In Halloween Resurrection, which rap star played a character who battled Michael Myers?
Oh, I fucking know this one.
Yeah, me too, actually.
It actually doesn't give the answer.
We need a timer. How long do we get for each question?
Do we need a timer?
Yes, we do.
If you want, you can go through and punch them all in and find out what all the right answers are. All right,
you know, why don't you just go to Internet Movie Database? We'll wait.
But I think he doesn't know, so while he doesn't know, you go ahead and fill those in.
I'm just going to guess.
Okay.
I have no idea. Fuck it. Rapper, right?
Yeah, rapper.
It's a black guy.
Yes.
This is H2O?
No, Resurrection.
Resurrection.
By the way, LL Cool J was in H2O, but that's... Yeah, read them the choices.
Choices are P. Diddy, Eminem, Busta Rhymes, and Snoop Dogg.
Busta Rhymes.
See, that's bullshit. We already clarified for him it was a black guy. If he had said white guy, then how many rappers could you have guessed?
Look, Zach gets the point. Give him the point.
Nice job, Zach.
Fucking stupid. Thanks.
Well done, man.
Right? Not you, Zach, the question.
Okay. Does it give you the answers now?
Yes.
Okay, next question. Shoot, hit me.
Which movie has a famous line? Do you like scary movies?
Obviously, that's Scream.
I feel like I got the hardest question out of these.
So give me a point.
All tied up. All
right.
That's two. I mean, obviously, these first ones, I wanted it to start off easy. I like right. The layups.
Ease us into it.
Wait, did you design this list?
No.
In what movie?
How would that be fair if I made
exactly? That's what I'm wondering. How do you know it starts off easy?
No, of course not. Because I went to various, I Googled various horror trivias and went from easy to, like, I went down the line for my links. Okay, next line.
In what movie, if you watch a certain video, you'll die in 7 days?
Fucking seriously? The Ring.
Excellent job,
sir. Wow, this is going to be an exciting game.
It just starts off this way, all right? Relax.
Yeah. You have to hold the die when you're answering the question.
Yeah. Dude,
I made sure it was only one, so it would be the die.
Right.
For the theme of the game.
What do you got, Sharkenberg?
In what movie trilogy did the actress who played the main character die partway through the making of the third one?
What the fuck, dude?
That's good. Read him his choice.
Why am I getting all the hard ones? What the shit? Choices,
well, go back and find out. Read him what the choices are.
Christ.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Main actress, jeez. Yeah, that is a toughie. Okay,
died halfway through the third one.
Choices are, Poltergeist, Scream, Halloween, and Friday the 13th.
So can the actress herself, like, perish in real life, or the character was killed?
The actress who played the main character.
Yeah, the actress.
Okay, I think I actually know the answer to this one.
You really?
Do you, Zach?
Give me the choices again.
Poltergeist, Scream, Halloween, Friday the 13th.
Use powers of deduction.
I'm going to go Poltergeist.
Poltergeist?
That would have been my guess as well.
You probably can just go forward. Poltergeist probably would have been my guess also. Did you get it?
You are correct, sir.
Ah, Christ. All right.
Next one.
I'm afraid of this die.
In what horror flick
did the
survivors hide out in a mall?
Dawn of the Dead.
What the fuck?
This is just the first couple questions.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm getting really difficult ones.
Yeah, but you're still, everybody's fine so far.
Well, thank you for the choices. Right. I appreciate them.
Die.
Yeah.
I'd have been fucked in the ass twice by now.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
Which horror movie character? Which horror movie character is a serial killer possessing a doll?
Chucky.
Correct.
Give AJ a point.
Great job.
Don't worry, we're almost done with the layups, man. Stick with it.
Okay.
You're going to be wishing you had these when we get to the next one.
You're the boss, Kevin. Remember, our success or failure is on you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thanks, partner.
Shoot.
What was the name of the killer clown in Stephen King's It?
Go back and read him the options.
Fuck this, dude.
I know the answer.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm really not.
Are you kidding me right now? God, which horror movies had fucking dudes attacking people with dreams? And me. What is Tim Curry's character name in It?
Did he say fucking Tim Curry?
That character was played by Tim Curry.
It really was.
Incidentally, if you happen to know the answer to that, I'm pretty sure you know the answer to this question.
fucking doubt.
All right, read him the options.
Hey,
read it in the mic.
Pennywise, Pumpernickel, Pinkerton, Pufferly.
I'm gonna go Pennywise.
There you go.
You're right, sir. You're wrong.
No.
Pumpernickel.
Seriously?
Pumpernickel, yes.
No, you're full of shit. That he's wrong. Pennywise is right.
What? I'm pretty sure Pennywise is right.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to IMDb. I'm gonna cross check this because if not, he gets the point still.
See, this calls the whole game into question. Either Scharfenberg doesn't know how to use it, or
no. Hold on, just give me a second. Pennywise.
It's Pennywise. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's been a long day.
Okay. So it did say the right thing. All right.
Christ.
You know what?
So give him a point.
All right, I'd rather jump to the harder game at this point.
I was gonna say,
I know you guys are being this shit with me.
There's only 10 of these
Take
questions.
The fucking
relax.
Die. Christ.
Relax. God, you're getting a little hot.
This sucks. Let's just go
cool
past
down.
The layups and you know. Start
What's the next one?
Next one is
respect the process, Andrew.
Respect this dick.
In what movie do people visit a website and then die shortly after?
I know the answer to this.
What are my options? I know the name.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah.
It's called like something. It has "die" in the name of it. Like
yeah, that's
die.com or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's.
What are the options?
The Ring.
He guesses die.com.
Fear.com.
Fear.com.
Wrong Terror and the Craft.
Fear.com. There's only one more on this, so enjoy it, wise ass.
By the way, I've seen Fear.com and I do not recommend it. It has a Stephen Dorff in one of his many superb roles.
Wasn't any good.
He was also. In-
are you kidding me?
I
no,
never
that
saw
movie
it.
Sucked ass.
He was in Blade.
I remember the trailers like in the 90s. Well, that was early 2000s.
What's the last question?
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Which movie starred an actress who also played a Slayer at one time?
Give me the options.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Fear.com, Bride of Chucky, Wrong Turn.
Oh, shit.
Wrong Turn.
I think it was actually my question, but yes, that's correct.
Was it your question?
Yeah.
All right, well, AJ gets the next one, though. Let's move on to the harder ones. Give me that shit.
All right, a Slayer? What does that mean?
Eliza Dushku was... Yeah.
Oh, Buffy. Gotcha.
No, she wasn't Buffy.
She was in Buffy.
I can't remember her character's name on that show, but
right,
she was
in it, right?
Laza Dushku, if you're listening, please write us.
All right, now since everyone is such a fucking
really.
Smartass, we should, here, I want to get to where Alexa Dushku. Said the answers, right. But I don't know how to get to that.
So we're going to get to the harder ones. So do we find out what the punishments are now, or are we just going to go, we can figure out as we go?
I already have the
It doesn't matter.
Ready.
Nobody's ever going to get a punishment, because... Also, why are you looking at
Jesus,
the questions?
Jesus, man, I was dead.
No, I'm only
border.
Looking for like a way to skip ahead. I haven't looked
and
at any of the
Tim
Curry's
questions. Shriveled clown cock coming up on my ass in that third one.
He's calling this whole game into question.
I don't know how you actually figure out the answers to these ones, but like it says question excerpt.
Good luck.
Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Because like that first question, I have no idea what the fucking answer is, but it doesn't say the fucking answer.
Wait, a
difficult question.
So how are we going to know?
I don't know.
All right, first question.
We'll figure it out.
Clive Barker produced which two of the following movies? Candyman and Let Me In, Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, and Candyman, Nightbreed, and Hellraiser.
You want me to feel
Do you actually know
well?
This answer?
Yes,
I don't know that one.
This question. Okay, read them back to me one more time.
Candyman and Let Me In, Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, and Candyman.
That one.
Nightbreed and Hellraiser.
No, option
Bloodline.
B is the correct answer. Let's move on.
But it doesn't give you the answer?
I guess not. No.
Hold on. Let me see if you like click on something.
Jesus. All right. What do you want to talk about while they're dealing with that? Technical difficulties.
Nice whipped cream drop in there.
Thanks.
Plenty of Fish Girl to send me a message saying, I want to see About Time. And it's capitalized, so I'm assuming that's a movie title, but I don't.
That is a movie title. What the fuck is that movie? Why does it sound familiar? Oh, that's that fucking time travel romance with Rachel McAdams.
Okay, look. On
saw
this
a commercial
one,
last
this is
night.
Going
there are the
fast.
Answers at the bottom.
No,
okay?
No. Maybe
see?
You'll get a
okay.
Handy in the
So just use
theater.
That one.
Okay.
And this is the, like, this is supposed to be super hard horror trivia, so.
The world's hardest Halloween.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, this is what you guys wanted, all right?
What horror movie was produced in 1976 starring Barbara Streisand?
Who is the cinematographer on that?
We just asked Zach the fucking question.
Fuck
Jesus.
Me.
What was Psycho, the first American movie ever to show on screen?
Oh, I know this! I fucking know
options.
This!
The options are blood following a stabbing, a toilet being flushed, a nude woman in the shower.
Toilet being flushed.
Attaboy.
Let's see.
Ooh.
No, he's right.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. That's just some film trivia.
And the verdict is... Wait, you went right past it, man.
No, it is. It's... The toilet being flushed.
Okay.
All right. Woo! That's the bullet.
All right, hit me with a number two, the all world's right. hardest fucking trivia. I knew I was going to end up being the first to get punished in this game.
You might get away.
Which was not one of the ways that Dracula gets killed in a Hammer horror movie? Hit by a bolt of lightning? Falling into a river? Impaled with a sword entirely made from wood?
I'm going to say falling into a river. That's a fucking guess.
By the way, impaled by a sword made entirely of wood sounds like what I did to your mom last night.
Oh!
Ooh. I thought we were done with the sophomoric humor.
Well, just when I thought we were done.
It's impaled with a sword.
That's the answer?
That's the answer, yes.
Oh, motherfucker. Give me the die.
You've got it right there, dipshit.
Shut up.
All right, roll away.
Here we go. That's a number three. What is number three on my thing there?
Freddy Boozer.
Freddy Boozer means I have to shotgun a beer.
All right.
Go ahead and read them the next question while I exact my punishment.
To be honest, that's not that bad.
What is the name of the alien in Alien?
Fucking know this!
Which one is... Who is that for?
You.
Oh, Xenomorph.
Damn it. Piece of shit.
That's correct.
Yes. He's a pro.
God fucking damn it. This is gonna blow. Alright, go ahead.
Don't be a puss.
What strange combination of foods do the actors cast in Zombies eat in The Night of the Living Dead?
Read him the options.
Spam and spaghetti sauce? Chocolate-covered roasted ham? Or slightly thawed pudding filled with chunks of chicken?
That's a good one.
Fuck. I'm gonna go pudding and chicken.
You're wrong. It's chocolate-covered roasted ham.
God fucking damn it.
Roll dice, bitch.
Shit.
Also, you can't see it, but Kevin totally just got a boner because of that.
He was two. What's a two?
You're fat.
I read him the two.
I was talking to Kevin.
Jason Voorhees.
Which is?
Jason Voorhees means that you have to take a shot.
Okay.
Now pick your poison.
Just pick one?
Yeah. Whichever one you want.
Why is it Jason Voorhees?
Like Jason Voorhees, except pouring a shot.
Oh, I thought like he didn't have a lot of money.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I never thought Jason was great. Jason was never fiscally motivated, but... Or who's next? Whose question is next?
Me? This one.
Can you get rich killing a bunch of...
All right, Zach, come here, sit down.
What is that?
That's zombie blood.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
Does it turn you into a zombie?
Well, we'll see. Go ahead and drink that shot. Let's see what you think. Yeah? Cheers?
Fuck, dude.
It's alright. Don't be a bitch.
I drank some nasty shit on this show.
Maybe it's snake venom. No, I'm fucking around.
Yeah, alright.
Not bad, right?
No, what is that?
Sake. Green sake. Don't worry about it. Alright, what's my question?
What film caused Stanley Kubrick to dismiss Robert De Niro from consideration for the part of Jack Torrance in The Shining because he decided De Niro wouldn't be convincingly psychotic?
So it's a Robert De Niro film that could...
What the fuck?
Alright, here are the choices.
What are the options?
Yes, I would like the choices, please.
Taxi Driver. To the mic. Taxi Driver.
Just hold it up here like that.
Godfather Part 2. Bloody Mama.
Taxi Driver.
That's got to be the answer. I mean, that's the only one of those movies that's even a real movie.
I know. Whenever you're ready, man, it's okay.
What if it turned out to be Bloody Mama?
I don't even know what the fuck Bloody Mama is.
Taxi Driver.
It is Taxi Driver?
Yes.
All right.
Andrew's on deck.
Yeah, thanks, partner. You're up, AJ.
What Oscar-winning performer was cut from the final version of The Ring, despite the fact that the character was a vital...
Chris Cooper.
How the fuck does he know that?
Jesus Christ!
He's never gonna miss a fucking question.
He's right.
Fucking. All right.
Which actor was the actual Halloween costume mask worn by Michael Myers in the original Halloween based
on which actor was it worn by?
Dude, this is such an easy question.
Yeah, he knows.
Okay, sorry, repeat the question.
Which actor was the actual Halloween costume mask worn by Michael Myers in the original Halloween?
It means who was the mask modeled
right.
after. That's a very
cool
question, but that's not true.
Yep, that's right. It's fucking right, Shatner.
Take your dice.
All right, next one.
What weirdness appears during the credits of the 1943 version of I Walked with a Zombie?
What? When you speak, don't speak. Figure out a way to speak into the mic. Nobody can hear you, man. You're an integral part of this bit.
All right.
All right, so your choices. Read the question again.
One more time.
All right. What weirdness?
Weirdness.
Yes. What weirdness appears during the credits of the 1943 version of "I Walked with a Zombie"?
You got one out of three.
What are the options?
Right.
The options are, quote, the characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictional. Any similarity to persons living dead or possessed is entirely convinced.
I'm in the studio with him. I don't understand what he's saying.
All right. What's option two?
If there is a witch doctor in the house.
There's a what?
If there is a witch doctor in the house, your drums have left you a message which you can pick up at the concession stand.
Okay. And C.
Pick up drones in the concession stand better than our mic can pick up Scharfenberg's voice.
Yeah.
The zombies featured in this motion picture will next be featured in I Walked with a Nazi.
The first one.
Pick one, asshole.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks, partner. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, thank God. That was a total fucking guess. All right, AJ's next. Here you go. Here's the die.
Does he even need it? He's probably going to get through the
snow. I know. What the fuck? I thought I was pretty well versed in the horror film genre.
In which state was the 1931 version of Frankenstein banned on the grounds of being morally reprehensible?
Well, I would like to hear the choices on that one.
Yeah, what are the choices?
Mississippi, Kansas, or Massachusetts?
Fuck. That's rough.
Man.
I think I'm going to go with good old Bible Belt, Kansas.
Fuck you, you're right.
Damn it! Ah! He's never going to have to do any of the punishments.
Alright.
I think it was exceedingly ambitious of you to pour 5 shots and get out 4 beers in the first...
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Okay. How many actors auditioned for the role of Edward in Twilight?
Ah! Yes, I thought this was horror trivia!
Good point.
Yeah, what bullshit. The fuck?
Read him his options, though. Read him his options.
The options are just one, and he got it. Exactly 100 or over 5,000?
I'm gonna go... See? Over 5,000?
You're right.
Wow.
Alright, hit me.
Here, fucking...
Thank you.
What is the name of the demon that possesses Regan in The Exorcist?
Give me the options.
I know this.
Cthulhu, Fazulu, Pazuzu.
Regan. It's Regan in The Exorcist.
That's the girl's name.
Remember, oh, yeah. The girl's name is Regan. That's important.
Name him again.
Cthulhu, Fazulu, or Pazuzu.
Also, her character's mom's name is Chris McNeil.
The second one. I don't know.
No, it was Pazuzu.
God damn. I actually knew that one. They all sound like fucking clowns. All right, hold on. Six. What is six? Ah, six would be player's choice. Now, let me give you this. Of our player's choice, we have the number one, which is the jigsaw. Means you get the mouse trap. Number two is Jason Voorhees, which means you do a shot. Three is Freddy Boozer. You do a shotgun. Four is House of Wax. You do a wax. Five is Thomas Chewit. Based on Thomas Hewitt, the name of Leatherface and the, you know, bizarre food. And six is player choice. And I choose the jigsaw. I'm going to get the mods track. Yeah. 2 seconds.
You want me to set it for it?
Yeah, please.
Right. I get it.
Shouldn't it just be jigsaw?
Wait, what?
Never mind.
What's wrong? I mean, jigsaw is good for the mousetrap, right?
I'm going to go ahead and take my turn since...
Yeah, go ahead.
We're Russ Martin-ing this shit right now, so let's go ahead.
I really don't think we are, and I don't think it's his place to say that kind of stuff.
Which is not an on-screen...
Kevin, when you have a radio show, you can run it however you want.
For Attack of Killer Tomatoes.
What?
Which is not an on-screen credit for Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Well, I think I might need to hear the choices for that one.
I think you might need to be in here. Come on, get in here.
Special
King
appearance
speech
of the Royal Shakespearean Tomatoes by arrangement with the Queen. Remember, the best bargains in town are Sunnyvale Furniture, just south of the Mervyn exit.
By the way, let me just pause the game real quick. Does anyone notice, like, no matter how much I lower the mic, like, to get where his mouth is, he brings his mouth even lower. Like, I swear, like, he's going to be on the floor the next time. Like,
fucking.
Just talk down into it.
He's taking lessons.
No, just give it to me. Give it to me. Oh!
All right.
I'm done.
A fucking mousetrap just hit that guy.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay, what was the third one again? Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Second one. How the fuck would I know?
Trick
that?
Question. They're all real credits.
Well, how the fuck would I have gotten
that? Uh-oh.
That's the answer.
All right.
So that is an option for these questions, just to say, trick question.
That's what it says.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Next one. Fuck it. I'm not doing it.
That's it. That's the AJ, question.
You're really not going to do it?
That wasn't a legitimate contest.
Can you take another question?
But you've got everyone white. Right? No, I mean, just for the fun of the game. Why not just do it?
I got to drive home. I can't drink.
You have another drop.
I know.
Some of those aren't even booze.
Well, Kevin, you know what? I'm doing my part for the integrity of the show. I will take another question. How's that sound?
I think you should take his medicine.
No.
All right, I'll find another list.
I did have to do the Twilight question.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But there was an answer to that one.
Good point, but I didn't know what it
Fine,
was.
Fine, give him another fucking question.
Give him another question.
Fucking pussy.
That's fair.
Also, did you just Google questions and, like, you're clicking on random links?
No, he's got a fucking list. Or don't you?
The list ran out, bro.
Well, let me find another one. Jesus.
Say what you will about our old producer, but I think she at least would have actually made, like, a genuine list.
No, every single time we did a game with the old producer, it was done by me.
Yeah.
I thought, didn't Ashlyn do it once? Couldn't you have asked her? She would have done a good job.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, thanks, Barney. Oh, okay, look, here, the same with this one. The answers are down at the bottom.
Got it.
Wait, hold on. Maybe this is the same one we did before. Yeah. Hold on, 2 seconds.
Well, Ryan, how's your evening going?
Pretty great,
guys, don't
man.
Be fucking wise asses. Why, every time okay, I stop you're, for a you're... second, everybody has to try to shit on me.
No, we're not shitting on you. I was trying to come up with something to talk. All right, everybody just be quiet, wait for Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
You see how that works?
You killed it by actually speaking up.
Look, oh,
he's right.
You know what? Fuck you, all right? What was it, 29 I was listening back to when we actually had that long bit of silence? That did suck. That wasn't
that No, fun. That was fucking funny.
It was funny to us listening back to it. Wasn't that great?
No, I thought it was funny. Okay. Necessary? No.
Fine. Fuck me.
Fun.
Fuck it.
Okay, here we go. Lube detergent, horror movie trivia questions and answers. See, that's where we got fucked the last time.
Why are you talking like Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. Okay, here you go. These are all going to be easy too, I feel like. But we'll see. Maybe it just starts out easy.
Are you ready?
Yeah. We're all ready.
If you're a teenager living on Elm Street, what should you never do?
Sleep! Whatever! God damn it. What's okay. The next one?
Movie you're age, up yeah. On your movie rule, lore, then you should also know that you should never accept what job at Halloween.
What are the options?
Is that like a movie or?
Hotel clerk, babysitter.
Babysitter.
Yep. Zach.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
What should tip you off to a bad motel to check into?
Options.
No one else has checked in for weeks. The clerk talks too much about his mother. The clerk's name is Norman.
Are these you serious are a thief. Questions?
Sorry, what was the fourth one?
You are a thief.
But all of those are true about
Psycho. What does
Psycho.
That mean? Yeah, that's those are all true.
True question, all of the above.
Dude, do you want to know the answer?
Yeah.
What is the answer?
The clerk talks too much about his mother.
Great. But that's the key, but
Let me see
every
this.
Other... Ah, fuck this game!
But see, look, the clerk's name is Norman. That would be a clue not to check into a hotel because of Norman Bates. You're a thief. Marion Crane is a thief in Psycho, so that would also be an answer. No one else has checked in for weeks. Norman even speaks about how it's positioning because of the new highway. Nobody ever checks in. All of these could be correct.
Can I just take my punishment anyway? Fuck it.
You know what? Yeah, this is two punishment. We got like 3 minutes left. I'll do it.
Like,
let's
fuck
just
this.
Die for punishment.
Yeah, fuck Asian it. This is stupid.
I'll fucking do it. Fuck this.
Fuck it.
Number four. What does he got?
Fucking waxing.
House
God
of
damn it.
Wax.
Fuck me. Where are the strips?
Let me grab the wax.
You remember when they remade Psycho and shot every scene exactly the same with different actors?
Yeah, Gus Van Sant really fucked up.
Yeah, that was
the
a good idea.
Vince Vaughn one?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
You really
exactly
did not...
Exactly the same?
Yes, like every scene, shot for shot, is
exactly
the same
the
with
same.
Different actors. It's
That's fucking
It's
weird.
Tarded.
I want to see it just because...
The dialogue, everything is exactly the same.
Okay, can we establish House of Wax is the worst thing on that whole fucking list?
I don't know about I think the mousetrap is definitely
Fuck no, dude. I'd take mousetrap any
day. Dude, check this out. This is the first time like I got a legit welt popping up. Like I'm buzz. I never had that.
I
before.
Never asked. Did you have welts on your ass after we snapped one on
no.
you?
No.
Really? God fucking damn it. Waxing's the worst, dude. It doesn't hurt, but it takes like two goddamn
Will
months.
Will it make
to
you
grow
feel
back.
Better if I do the wax with you?
Yeah, AJ can
no,
do what
you don't
I
have
do.
To do it. Shit.
Or do you want to roll the dice for once and see what you get, man?
I'm worried it'll be the mousetrap if I do it.
Got just roll it, man.
Yeah, well, I got wax, so fuck.
Okay,
it.
Six. That's player's choice.
Player's choice.
Okay, I'll...
Do the wax?
Sure.
Or you can drink, right. Or you can do a mousetrap, or...
Nah, no. No thanks, partner.
Right, yeah, so thanks, partner. Here you go, guys. You know what? In the spirit of Halloween and of good radio, I will go ahead and roll another one, and I will take whatever I get.
Thanks, bud.
I really,
this may have been a bad idea.
God, this just fucking grew back, dude.
I really don't want to do another mousetrap, man. That's really
I'm
where
doing
I'm
exactly
sitting right
where
now.
The old one was.
Shit. Okay. That
fuck.
Counts. Number three. What's number three?
Freddy Boozer.
Another fucking shotgun?
Oh, no. Oh, that's so rough for Kevin.
I'm already kind of dry. Okay, you want to do another one?
No.
Oh, guys, this is going to be so bad.
Somebody has to hit the Thomas Chew It, man.
What the fuck is that again? You know what we
should... You mean a gross food.
Also, who is Thomas Chew It?
Maybe we should all
Thomas Hewitt is Leatherface in the Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Like, that's the character's name?
Yes.
Maybe we should all hit
Thomas Hewitt, Thomas Chew It, you eat a gross food? I thought it was clever.
Did they... like, reveal that in the movie at some point?
Yeah.
Fucking damn it, dude.
Here you go. What is that? Oh, Jason Voorhees. Yeah, no, who else? Did anybody else have to take a shot?
Yeah, I did. Thanks, partner. I'll take one in a moment here.
All right.
You know what? No, I won't, actually. I'm only taking one shot.
Will you guys at least give me the credit that my names were clever for the various punishments?
Your names were clever for the various
punishments. If you put half as much time into these questions as you did to come back up with the names, I think we might have really had something here. So that's our show for this evening, guys. I'm Andrew Redgren.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm going to go ahead and count it.
I'm so disappointed that we didn't get to the food.
Well, you can eat it if you want.
Does somebody want to do something? Look, I know AJ doesn't really want to take shots, but AJ, you can do a shot of fish sticks.
Oh, yeah, you've never been here for the wax strip.
I've done it twice, and I don't like doing it.
Zach, you never did it. I'll do it.
Do what?
That's a good horror movie, a good horror Halloween. We'll do a shot of fish juice.
No.
He go do one.
He go do one.
Fuck that, dude.
Let's at least eat one.
I got the wax strip on.
Oh, we also have zombie cocks as a punishment if you want to eat one of those.
See, the thing with that is I don't think we should do a bite. I think we should do, if you do that, you eat the whole thing.
No, I think that's horrible. I think we all try a bite.
Well, you know, bizarre foods are getting kind of tame lately.
What are we talking about?
Pickled sausage.
You want to bust them out? Show them?
You want to try a bite?
No.
Honestly,
no, I really don't.
I found him a few weeks back and told him, and we've both been sitting on it because neither of us want to eat it.
I kind
of
want to try it.
I'm curious to even see what they look like, really.
Will you guys try it if we get one? Ryan, will you get it for
can
us?
Can I cut off a piece and consume that rather than...
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, thanks. All
right. Will you tear off my wax strip, please?
Me?
Yeah.
Asia didn't even...
Get on there. What are you talking... Good.
Ryan, you want to tear off mine since you've never been here for these?
Hold on.
No, fucking Jesus Christ.
He's working on something else right now.
Fucking asshole.
Where is this shit?
Oh, sorry. It's in the cabinet. Over here.
I thought I was right doing here. You a favor. I'm
that's
sorry.
Worse, yeah, that was worse than head. Actually tearing it off. You scared the shit out of me.
You should be able to identify them from the look of them. They're pretty ominous.
Wow, so you found a jar full of cocks.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, zombie cocks.
Actually, yes.
I thought it was a good for Halloween. Though.
God, those don't look like sausages at
dude,
all.
Dude, that
look
looks
like,
so disgusting.
Yeah, they look like gnarly-ass
like
pickles.
They look like albino dicks.
Is it even actually like safe to just crack that open and eat them with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's safe.
Scharfenberg, you want to rip mine
should
off?
Should be safe.
All right, man.
Yeah.
I'll do all it. Right.
Yeah.
Can you not do it yourself?
Here, do mine first. Do mine. Do mine. Do it, Trump.
Yeah, do his first.
No, let me do AJ. All right,
you going to do AJ?
Yeah.
Quit fantasizing, Kevin.
Right. I do, man.
Here we go, buddy.
I didn't even get a whole lot
off. Yeah, you didn't even get a clean break.
Look at how much hair there is on that.
Oh, please.
Jesus Christ.
You should do another one in that same spot. Spots okay. Taken.
You got another one?
Yeah.
Go for it.
God damn it.
Ow! Fucking asshole! Ah! Shit!
Actually, yeah, mine's not quite smooth.
Fucking asshole. Give me that.
Hold down, ladies.
Woo!
Yeah, thanks, partner.
God,
we need to quit doing that. Kevin and I watched Die Hard a couple weeks ago, and since then it's been...
Our show's running long this week, but I feel like I don't care. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, that second half was fucking ass.
How was that ass? He says that about every second half.
Well, this time I mean it.
I thought that game was pretty entertaining.
No.
God damn it. So am I going to put the other one on? Or
dude, you don't have anything missing either.
I know, fucking...
You still look like fucking Wolfman after ripping that off.
Well, it's because it all grew back the first time, and it's like stronger now.
Why don't you wax your pubes?
Okay, for the record, I cannot wax my pubes.
Yeah, no, you can't.
That was so unnecessary. Why did you do that?
Because I had to prove it to you.
No, you didn't. We would have believed you.
Nah. You guys would have thought I was copping out.
Grab the fucking wax strips.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks, partner. So many people who listened this week, I mean, so many people, like three, are going to be like, why do they keep saying thanks, partner?
That's why I felt the need to clarify that, but just doubled up on that.
Alright, this time I think we need to let it sit a little longer. And while you guys let it sit...
Bitch, it's sat.
It's sad for a while.
I want... Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Get a bowl out of my cabinet and just a fork and just cut up one of those sausages into a couple pieces.
Okay. Okay. I'll tell you what the problem
was. The bowls
was
are to the right of the microwave. Thanks, man.
With the wax strip. You know what it was?
What?
It's that both of you ripped down. All right? You got to go against the grain. You got to rip up.
Well, see, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, you can
do that. Also think we didn't let it sit long enough to, like, it has to...
It's been sitting for a while. We haven't worked a couple minutes.
I mean, maybe we should start applying them at the beginning of the show and tearing them off at the end.
That actually is a pretty good idea. I like that. Wait, what do you need?
Like it.
The shit.
Oh, no, no, not one of those. That's too small.
Hey, be careful about where the juice goes.
Here, hold on.
Yeah, thanks.
That was fish, man. That's different.
I got my juice in your mom's face.
Yeah, what do we do with the sausages?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
but down there by your chair.
Thanks, partner.
Why am I sitting so fucking... Oh, I know I'm sitting far away.
Are we even still taping a show? Or are we?
Because I'm afraid of AJ. Yeah, we're still going.
Will anybody do a shot of the sausage juice?
No, fuck you. That's brine. I've done that shit before.
I feel like that has to not be as bad as fish,
though.
With
the brine. The brine sucked!
I'll do it.
Brine's closest I've ever come to throwing up.
I'll do it.
You'll do it?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta do it now.
It's a Halloween special, man. It's a zombie
house.
Okay, let's have like two people do the juice and one person eat the sausage. How's that?
I'll do both.
I'll do both.
Kevin, you're used to eating the sausage. Also swallowing the juice.
Hey, by the way, for a Halloween name, calling those zombie cocks is funny. They kind of look like they could be zombie cocks.
Okay, don't hurt yourself patting yourself on the back so hard, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, partner. What is the other thing you brought, man? Zach brought two good things this week.
Save it for next week. Don't worry about it.
We'll save it, okay. Yeah. But we always do it fish.
It's not great. You know, yeah, man. Well, that's what I mean. This one's nice and different.
Smell that shit.
It actually doesn't smell that bad. You know what it kind of smells like? Dog food.
Oh, you know what? That's what we should fucking bring in.
I thought about that.
Actually, bacon strips or some shit like that.
I thought about getting a can of Fancy Feast and being like, bam.
Ugh.
Thanks, buddy.
God, that shit's gnarly.
You guys want me to go first? I mean, I already got it on my fork here.
Did you do a wax strip?
No.
After you, asshole.
You want me to go first with sausage because you're doing the wax?
I had two wax strips.
All right. God, it does smell awful.
You know what it smells like? Vienna sausage.
I thought it smelled like dog food.
It smells like Vienna sausage.
What do you think it smells like, Scharfenberg?
Vienna sausage, man.
What the fuck is Vienna sausage?
They're little canned sausages.
Yeah, they're kind of like Spam, but they're sausage.
It just doesn't look good.
You want me to do it?
No, I got it, all right?
All right.
Actually, yeah, let's get some pictures. The texture of that.
Yeah, man. You should have got pictures of all the shots lined up and everything. We have our whole game here.
He's good as getting his car towed.
The bottom line is
good at taking pictures.
Our bits are never as good as just our good old fashioned bro stuff.
No.
I mean,
you know what you need to do more? You need to do more videos, man.
You think?
I love my videos.
Well, we got Ustream going on. I mean, are people actually watching this right now?
Probably not.
I'm going to eat this dick. It really does look like a piece of a cock.
That should be a sound drop for you. I'm going to eat this dick.
What was the one drop that you loved from the very first show?
Ah, fuck, dude. I don't even remember.
God, I don't remember either.
It's been so long. We had a great run.
All right.
Thanks, bud.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and eat it. I'll just get it over with.
Go ahead. Yeah, make some room.
I was making a little room. Even though I haven't eaten today, so it doesn't matter.
Well, how would that be different from any other day?
All right, here we go.
He doesn't really have a bad look on his
Savor
face.
It.
I mean,
he's spinning the fork.
Yeah, but he does that when he eats anything. He doesn't like consuming food.
You know. It's not pleasant, but. Ah! You know what it really tastes like a lot to me? You ever eat Braunschweiger?
No, but they had this on the shelf.
Or bologna? Either one of those. Very similar.
I'm going for it.
Tastes not that
like
bad.
Bologna?
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Definitely a little bit of a bologna.
Can you rip
taste.
Off this wax strip? It's just starting to piss me off.
No. Let that simmer a little more.
Definitely a little bologna there.
God, the smell is just...
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not great.
It look. The bark is way worse than the bite on that. It looks way worse than it is.
Yep. If I can...
No, I don't think that's that bad, actually. Of all our bizarre foods, that was one of the more lenient.
Why are we eating these out of a bowl?
Because I didn't want the juice getting everywhere.
Oh. Keeps laughing at that. It's funny.
Ryan, you gonna try?
Sure.
All right.
That's not bad.
Actually, yeah, if I hadn't seen the container that came out of...
That's not bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
No, it's really not.
Actually, yeah, that's a very Spam-esque flavor.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you got a big piece. Look at you.
Right? Not terrible.
Yeah.
His face, though, I don't know.
It's been a long day.
All right, you guys want to go ahead and rip those wax strips off, and I'll go ahead and call it for this week.
You want to rip them off or do it ourselves? Or... I'll do mine.
You want to double up?
Yeah, I think we should do each other.
Yeah? Fuck, man. You want to do mine first? Or...
No, I do mine first.
All right, you want to rip or down?
Do whatever you think is best.
All right, I'll go up.
But you better get it in one.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh, now you got him. Now
you got to go up.
You got him.
You
got
to go up. Oh, yeah. Do it too. There you go.
God, that is like baby's
why
ass.
Why are we still here, though? Since AJ was like the unbeatable guru of hard trivia.
It's
going to
be about 2 months till that grows back, so...
I want to ask AJ a couple of questions.
I know, because mine took 2 months to grow back. I'm doing it again.
I want to quiz him on some horror stuff.
God, and usually, like, there's a waxy residue left behind.
All right, shut the fuck up about the residue.
No, I'm sorry. This is cool. I think I'm going to do this all the time from now on.
All right.
Go ahead.
What town does Michael Myers stalk throughout the Halloween series?
God, I know the answer to this.
It's a good one.
God, this is good.
It's like Point Pleasant or something. I don't know.
No, Donald Pleasance played Dr. Loomis.
Oh, shit.
You might
by the way, the last name Loomis.
No. Whoa, yeah, rip up, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Ah!
The name Loomis was used in two other horror films.
Fucking damn it.
The last name.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I have no idea.
Damn
dude,
it.
It's just numb.
First of all, the first one was Haddonfield, Illinois, and the other one would have been Psycho and Scream.
Jesus. I'm sorry, awesome, this just, like, blows my fucking mind.
It kind of does.
You guys seriously, like, being blown away from the waxing? We did this, like, 2 months ago.
No, now I'm fucking embarrassed because I wear shorts when I'm in the gym and people are going to look at it and say, what the fuck happened to that guy?
It's fucking October. How often do you wear shorts?
That's why I said...
It's not cold in the gym.
Dude, I did that for the entire summer, and guess what? Nobody ever said it. Nobody. Oh, dude, my burp straight up tasted
like that
sausage.
Kevin, look at the fucking
sausage.
Way you dress, man. I mean, everybody assumes you're gay anyways. The fact that you wax is probably not a surprise.
This guy's a jerk off. I thought you could actually answer some of my horror questions.
Kevin also showed us his pubes a couple minutes ago to prove he didn't have any.
Well, he didn't.
So how could I have showed you my pubes then?
Yeah.
Where the pubes would have been if he...
I think he meant I showed you my bald flesh. Your mom loves it.
What do you mean?
I'm done.
Okay,
I'm
so
done.
Can you agree that waxing... It's kind of up there because it's not that painful, but it's the fact that it's going to be 2 months.
The humiliation factor.
I think we need to quit doing it just because it's not, like you said, it's not that painful. It's not great radio.
It's not that painful. You know what's more painful? The mousetrap.
I would agree.
I thought about doing the mousetrap on my cock this week in case things were going bad.
That's a bad idea.
Why?
Because we don't want to drive you to the fucking hospital and explain you put a mousetrap on his cock.
I think if my cock was hard, it wouldn't be that bad.
So you've got to get an erection first. You see, you're adding details.
That's a problem, yeah. Getting an erection in front of you guys is going to be a hard
thing. Don't act like that would be a problem for you, but it'd be a problem for us.
I'm hard right now, if you want me to
look it up. 29. Yeah, 29. 30, maybe. Is crack a boner.
I'm sporting.
Who's going to crack a boner? That was awesome.
What, that I said crack a boner?
No, he said it. He was like, all right, so who's going to crack a boner and snap a mousetrap on it?
Who's
going to
crack a boner?
And then you were like, who's going to achieve an erection, but like just crack a boner is funny.
Somebody want
to
throw another mousetrap on real quick?
Yeah,
before
nice
you?
I'll do one.
I'll do one. Where are you going to do it? Where's somewhere
finger?
Painful?
Classic.
No,
how
dude.
How many minutes are we up to? Are we doing like a 90-minute special this week?
We're up to almost an hour and 15. I want to slap one on somewhere my inner thigh. I feel like would hurt like fuck or my nose.
He's just desperate.
It's
got,
see the thing is, it's
got
a pinch, and you got to get the whole swing.
Why does AJ want me to lower my pants?
Please lower your pants.
God,
I can't. We moved this
it.
Man. I can't stand the smell of that sausage anymore. Get this shit out of my face. My burps already taste like it. What are you guys done? You're done for the Halloween special. Do you want to do a shot of the sausage brine or a shot of the fish juice? Or,
I think I'm done. Jesus, I'm ready for some craps.
What about you, AJ, since you're not playing on your phone or anything?
I'm not going.
Oh, well.
Shocking.
And by the way, you sucked at my personal Halloween trivia. You should, give me a trivia question.
Still can't feel it.
Like, not something really obscure. Just,
well, like, I mean, you're kind of putting me on the spot here.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Thanks, partner. All right, I guess I'll go ahead and call it then for our Halloween special. What do you guys think?
Fuck yeah.
Did our Halloween special suck?
was special for me too.
What about you, Ryan? What do you think, man?
I liked it.
Ooh, we got a call.
Well, you gotta answer it, homie.
No, I don't. Do I really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hey, Cubic Zirconia. You're on the air.
Hey, I was forced to answer this call on the air. What's up?
Hi.
Because we're doing the show still.
Force is rape. This is not rape.
What?
Where did you go? I didn't know that you were still doing it.
Well, no, we're at the very end. I was about to end, and then my phone rang. And then
I'm sorry. Can we clarify? Can you repeat that statement? Because Zach and I heard something totally different than what you must have actually said.
Wait, I didn't hear anything AJ just said. Hi, AJ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Creepy Zirconia? All right.
But what do you mean last name at all? About rape?
It sounded like you said something about rape.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said I was forced to take this call, and I said, okay, well, it's not like it was rape.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, that actually makes sense in context. Okay. Well done.
Now I understand what you mean. Well, yeah, we ran a little bit long this week on our Halloween special.
Halloween special? I'm gay. Okay, well, I will let you go, and you can just call me later.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Speaking of calling,
thanks for making me answer that, you dick wipes.
That was really just me.
But look, you're welcome. It's your policy. If your phone rings, you got to pick it up during the show.
All right.
If that had been anybody else, you would have been like, yeah, no problem. Let me put him on the air.
Now that's I really am an energy caller.
Yeah.
All right. I'm your host, Kevin Eveling, joined with
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
And.
Go fuck yourself, internet.
With our producer.
See you guys later.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week on the Stennis Burr Show.